brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
To me, pets aren't just animals. We nurture them, and then in return, they nurture us. We care for them, and in their own way, they care for us too. We support them, we play with them, we build all of the same emotional, loving bonds as though they are a legitimate part of our family. And guess what? They are. Just because they can't speak the words that we speak as humans doesn't make them any less valuable or important as a part of our family unit. And as such, when they go back to the light, it doesn't make the grieving process any easier. And I know this personally, when a few years ago, I lost my buddy, Twinkie, who was my best friend, my teacher, my mentor, my work buddy. She taught me so many amazing things. She was such an integral part of my life that when she did cross back to the light, I was gutted. So how do we go about the grieving process when we lose a beloved pet or animal that we've become really connected with? You'll be surprised that the process is very similar to if we've lost a beloved partner or friend or other family member. The first thing that we need to do is we need to talk about the experience. We need to allow our grieving to have an outlet. We need to speak to a friend, a family member, even if it's just voicing your sadness. It's really important to let that sad energy be released out of you. And if you're a follower of any of my other blogs or have taken any of my courses, you know how important I believe it is for you to feel an emotion and then be able to let it go. So because we're all energy, what's really important is that you remember that whilst your beloved pet or animal has crossed and gone back to the light, they've merely changed forms. They're vibrating at a beautiful, loving level that we just can't feel anymore because they're not physically with us. As such, when we're sad and we're holding all that dense energy, the mourning process that pulls us down and makes us not want to have to eat, it makes us not want to leave the bed, it just makes us want to cry and sob, and trust me, I've been there myself. The problem with staying too long in this area, this energy zone, means that you are no longer able to make a connection with your pet who's vibrating at this higher energy level now. So just stick with me here. I promise you, if you try this process, you will feel a better connection with your beloved pet who's passed. So when you go through the process of feeling sad and upset and you're mourning and you're crying, don't deny those feelings. Let them come into you. Let yourself feel them all and let it out. Completely cry. Go through the entire motions, and you know you hit a certain point when you're grieving where you're a bit tired, you're almost exhausted from the grief. At that point, I want you to make a really conscious decision, and I want you to actually think of your beloved pet in the most beautiful light as possible. I want you to start raising your energy back up again. I want you to see them when you first saw them, or the funniest things that they used to do, or perhaps the nickname that you used to call them, or the funny face they gave you when you used to play with them. Anything that's in the positive to bring your energy back up. What's going to happen is, as they're vibrating in their new form, in this higher level of energy, as you raise your energy back up, there's a chance that you're going to connect and you're going to be able to feel their beautiful energy wrapping up into your heart. Now, this process is not going to be an easy one, and I've even created a pet grief meditation audio, of which I'm going to provide on this blog post, or if you're listening to this, there'll be a link to it as well, to help nurture you through that grieving process. And why I want to share it with you is because when I lost Twinkie back in 2016, I actually even found this meditation so cathartic for me that I now have the most amazing relationship with Twinkie, even though she is no longer physically here. Her energy is still connected to mine because I went through this process. I'm also going to provide a few links as well to some of my other blog posts that I really believe are going to help you through this grieving process. And I just want to say one last thing before you go. Wherever there is strong love, there's a strong connection. And even if you've grieved and you've felt like that connection is lost, trust me, as you bring up that loving energy again, that connection will get stronger and stronger, and you will feel it and you will know it. I really hope that you found this blog post, as well as the meditation audio for pet grief, helpful for you during this difficult time. Remember to reach out if you need more help, whether that's your friends, family, or some other support group. Your love for your pet is genuine, valid, and respected. Honor it. Don't drag it down. Raise it up at every possible chance you can. Namaste, and big love to you, my friends.